This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If you give a teenager $50, data show more of it will go to food than to clothes. That's according to a Piper Jaffray report on teen spending out this week. If this annoys Old Navy or Abercrombie, maybe they can blame Starbucks, specifically Starbucks. Kate Davidson reports.
Stephanie Wissink says it's the survey's first time showing food trumping clothing as a percentage of the teen wallet. She's a research analyst with Piper Jaffray.
Food, of course, is the one category that isn't e-commerceable.
It's hard to replicate a cup of coffee, a double chocolatey chip frappuccino blended cream, online. And teens aren't usually buying household groceries, so
when they indicate they're spending more on food, that most likely means they're also frequenting food locations more regularly.
Like Starbucks. Wissink says it's a misconception that today's teens want to be alone with their phones. She says data shows they actually want to be together with their phones, just in restaurants, not malls. Morningstar analyst RJ Hadavi agrees. Starbucks is succeeding as a gathering place. Also,
Starbucks probably has the most widely used app at the point of sale system. So when people are making purchases, their app is used for one in every five purchases at this point.
He thinks that technology appeals to a mobile savvy audience like teens. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.